This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Here we go, hour number two. College basketball, four games, ranked. 6:30, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. So you got some action all the way through. The number one team is in action tonight. The number two team is in action tonight. 6, 18, and 20. So JP said he's going with a well-known team here that is a road team, which would, for me, limit it to three teams. Providence, Virginia, and Alabama. I don't think he's laying the 17 with Alabama. Is he? Like, do you really think that's where he's going?
That's my guess. Listen, occasionally I have been able to, you know, really get into the mind of JP, and I just feel I will be a little disappointed, not in him, but I will be disappointed in how confident I am if I do end up whiffing here. But I think it's Alabama.
I'm going to go, Providence. I'm going to go Providence. What do you got, JP?
Yeah. Team with Alabama. Kevin literally nailed my thought process to a T on this one. If there's ever a team you needed to make a statement against, it's this horrible South Carolina team, too.
Oh, they are bad. Like, I broke this down this morning. We were going over it. Like, it's one of those anomalies. Like, Alabama is so good on offense and defense. Carolina is so bad on offense and defense. It's not even like, hey, man, they're really good in the Colonial Athletic Conference, right? Like, oh, they're really good defense there. Like, no, like Alabama's like number one across the board nationally, and they're playing legitimate Power Five schools, not playing a team that has like three scholarship guys. Like, hey, we just were a basketball team last week. Let's play some ball tonight. They're so talented at both ends. Like, they honestly should rip the doors off of South Carolina, but it is interesting, though, to try to break that down and say, are they effective? Because the spotlight after, like, that whole, you know, episode went down, it sort of went away, and then it really got fired up yesterday, and now they have a game today. So that's what I'm trying to quantify, what that actually means for Alabama.
I also, what do you think the environment is going to be like at the game? Because I don't have a strong stance either way, but college kids, you know, they always try and kind of, you know, create the atmosphere. And when the number two team in college basketball comes in, you're, you know, it's kind of usually going to have a good turnout, even if you're expected to lose, because, well, what if we win, right? Like, we're going to storm the court, and it's going to be awesome, and all these things. But do you think tonight has a, I don't know if vitriol is the right word in the building, but, you know, fans are kind of making it known that, you know, Nate Oates and Brandon Miller are in the news for obviously very, very troubling reasons?
Because, and it's a good point you bring up, too, because even, like, the whole college space, like, college kids are idiots. I was a college kid. I was an idiot.
Yes.
Like, this is one of those things where our team stinks and, whoa. Guys, did you know Alabama's coming to town tomorrow? Oh, we got to get signs. We got to get our chants together. Mm-hmm. Because college kids don't think things through.
Correct.
The way they're supposed to. They just go and say, I'm in a mob mentality. Let's really get after this guy and this program and make a mockery, but we'll think we're cool in the process. We've all done it, just the way it happens at this point. But I want to see how that filters in and how they handle that situation. Now, the one thing that is, you know, We're not losing any sleep here from Brandon Miller, right? 21 points, 15, 13, 24, 11, 22. Like, he's playing with, I guess, a little bit of a weight on his shoulders and handling it. But now you're sort of taking up to the next level. Like, they're not going to let him anywhere near, like, an ESPN telecast. Like, hey, play good, Brandon. How'd the game go for you? Like, he's completely shut off from media contact from here till whenever he becomes a pro. I mean,
until he's in the NBA,
yeah.
Quite frankly. Right? I mean, that's the truth of it. There's no more Brandon Miller sit-downs. Nate Oates can't escape that.
Nope.
And they're going to have to obviously address it in the on the court to the broadcast tonight. They're going to have to address it to some point. And that's you said it better than I was, because I was kind of struggling to find a way to put it. But, yes, it's not a matter that people should probably turn into chance. But this is what college kids do. Like, that's...
Yes.
It's the exact type of thing that the college kids are going to be raucous about. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one tonight. And, yeah, JP's going with the angle that Bama steps up here against a bad team.
We'll see how that plays out, too. But, again, the numbers say this should be a bounce. Now, is this one of those games where you pull up and you're Alabama, like, oh, man, swirling, let's just get out of here with a win and, you know, try to redo things? Or does Nate Oates get the team behind closed doors and go, man, it's going to be a festival out here, to say the least. Best way to shut it down? Blow this team off the court. Yeah. And you say, remember the last game we just played Georgia? Yeah, we hung 108. You know what they scored? 59. By the way, back-to-back, this is interesting. How about this? Versus Oklahoma, they scored 69 points. Then two games later, they let up 69 points. Another game after that, let up 69 points. Third game after that, again, they let up 69 points. And then the back-to-back games, Kevin, let up 59 and 59. I mean, talking about a team that's right. What is going on over here with this?
Yeah.
But twice in the past six games, they've topped 100 points in conference play, with also a game against Florida that they dropped 97. So, I mean, it's a machine on offense when it gets cooking.
I think it was the Vanderbilt game that was the real disaster.
101-44, which was hilarious, right? Because you take the over, like, hey, by the way, they just got cooked out of nowhere by Oklahoma. And like, ooh, I think they're going to have a strong performance at home against Vanderbilt because Nate Oates will be mad. Yeah, they had a strong performance. Almost won that game by 60 points. And it stayed under the total. Hey, by the way, you won by 60. Oh, man, blew over the total. No, it actually did. The other team couldn't even get the 50 in a blowout at that point. A lot more to go here in hour number two, and we'll take your phone calls, 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it and ready to go here in hour number two, quarterback carousel. I guess we're waiting here. Yesterday was Tuesday, Kevin, which is usually the day that we get out here in the streets and we find out what the heck is going on with Aaron Rodgers, because he goes on the Pat McAfee show. Obviously still in the dark now. Is it apparent that he's out, he loves it, he wants to stay, or they don't actually know what room he's in and they can't let him out because he has to, like, ring the doorbell and they don't know where he's at? Like, what are we doing here?
Again, like, I have very much joined the I'm over this camp that you've maybe been in for a while now with this guy. I don't have time for the dark rooms, the ayahuasca. I'm good on all of this year. So I wonder if Rodgers is delaying this because, again, it's not really Aaron Rodgers' decision as to whether he goes or not, right? Like, it's Green Bay. I went on the other day with Ben yesterday, and there's he showed me there's this report from a guy who covers the Packers for a long time. And again, it's always difficult when it's not Schefter, this, that, and the third. But it was like, yeah, they're done with Rodgers. Like, he's not coming back. Jordan Love is going to be their starter. And that's why it's like, it's always funny. What is Rodgers supposed to announce, Nani? That he's going to leave a team that's already getting rid of him? Or is he going to give us the list of teams he's willing to be traded to? What are we actually waiting on from this guy?
Yeah, is this going to be one of those hubris plays by him too, right? Where it's like, you know what? I know everybody's waiting on me. I'm just going to take an extra 2 weeks just to, because I know where I want to go, but I'm going to play it out to make people sweat here and see what happens, which I would love them to get left behind, because I was watching a lot of different shows today where I feel like the tide is turning back to, yeah, he's not leaving Green Bay. Everybody knew that, right? Like, we've been on such a roller coaster for 2 weeks on what the organization and Aaron Rodgers are saying, and then listening to media and what they're saying, where it's like, man, this is, they can't even reconcile. And by the, I also saw a report, Kevin, where they're talking about, like, Jordan Love's like, oh my God, like, you ought to see this guy practice. Like we don't, like, if Aaron Rodgers said he's coming back, we might just cut him. Like, he's looking this good, right? We always love those, which is all we asked for out of Trey Lance, where one time somebody come out and be like, Trey Lance looks absolutely outrageous and we need to play him. We never heard that. But I need to. He's going to make like a reappearance. Like, what? How do we know Aaron Rodgers is back? Not with the Packers, just back to humanity in the world.
Yeah,
like, he's going to post
on
something.
Pat's show. No, it's, apparently it's going to be.
He's going to reappear next Tuesday
on just McAfee's show. That's what it seems. Like, did Pat reach out to him and they got no answer? Did McAfee address Aaron Rodgers not being there?
No, you fig now. See, that would have went, again, viral. So I doubt they even talked about it. Because anytime everything Aaron Rodgers makes up, and we are wondering what is going on in this black hole that he is in. So any news on he's still in there, or we got word he's okay, you know what I mean? Like, that would have made its rounds on Twitter.
Yeah, you're probably right. I also, it is a little interesting to pull into kind of the Niners stuff that you mentioned. Why do we think Rodgers, the only definitive thing he's given us so far this offseason, is that he's not going to the Niners? Like, was there a conversation there where he knows that they are not interested? What exactly happened that he ruled that out? Does he hate the Niners because they took Alex Smith instead of him? And
yeah, he's probably one, yeah.
Like, misguided in thinking he wanted to be there?
Yeah, new coach, new GM, but it's the Niners. They did me wrong. That whole organization did me wrong. No way I'm going to the Bay Area at this point. Even though he's from the Bay Area, it would be a great story going back. They probably would win a Super Bowl, but very Aaron Rodgers, like, ah, you know what? 20 years ago, you guys did me dirty. I'll never play for you, which is interesting.
Yeah, but, it, again, on brand, probably.
Yes, way on brand.
Where are you now, though? Are you giving... I'll say this. The biggest thing that Green Bay did that made the Rodgers coming back thing seem even semi-viable was bring Aaron Jones back. Because that, I don't know, that feels like that. That is, I'm not sure that was a good move anyway, and maybe only justifiable because we know that him and Rodgers have a good relationship.
But it should factor in for me. But then I was led to believe, like, I mean, two peas in a pod here. I mean, you know, Devontae Adams, they can't live without each other. And then all of a sudden they were like, okay, I don't even want to be in Green Bay. And I was like, awesome, man. Got a big deal for Vegas. That's so great for you. It's like, I don't even know what I'm, like, listening to right now. Like, you guys, like, Aaron Rodgers, everybody would be wide open, and Devontae Adams would be double covered downfield. He's still whipping it to Devontae Adams. And the fact that he was, like, okay with that move without any replacement whatsoever was kind of interesting. So typically that would be like, hey, you know, my friend's coming back. Well, apparently his best friends get knocked off all the time. Like, how many times, like, Thanasis in Milwaukee? Thanasis is in the NBA if his brother doesn't play. And specifically, that's why he's on a team. Like, Thanasis isn't hanging around as the 11th guy on the Miami Heat. Like, no, he's in Milwaukee Thanasis because slander. That's Thanasis's boy. So we'll slander him up a little bit. Like, the Jake Kumerow, right? Like, when they cut Jake Kumerow or let him loose, Rodgers like, Super Bowl down the drain now. And I was like, oh, what am I missing here? Like, if that was your really good friend and he could hang on as a fifth wide receiver and special teamer to keep your all-world quarterback happy, that's usually what would happen. But I guess in the NFL, it just doesn't work in those type of ways. So I'll throw it out the window and be like, hey, have they brought somebody back that should make him happy? I don't know if it even matters to him.
Yeah, like you, man, shout out to Thanasis, though. That's still our boy, even if.
He is.
Even if, you know.
I mean, the guy, okay, let's go down memory path.
Yeah,
man.
Go
pivotal NBA Finals game. Brother gets, you know, COVID. They're they're attached at the hip, but somehow for 48 hours, they were never around each other just by happenstance. But the fact of the matter is, that guy showed up to the parade in a separate SUV as if he was on stage with those guys, partying all by himself. I mean, that really got my attention. Like, this guy rides.
Yeah, like, you know for a fact, though, that whenever that parade was over, he was just partying with them normal.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there was no separation.
No.
Or anything of the nature. So, yeah, the whole thing, was a farce. And by the way, it's not that I think like Giannis should have been taken out of the finals, but come on now, you know. I remember. Never mind. I'll take that story.
Why not?
No. I'll take that story back. But yeah, listen, man. I think Rodgers has got himself a good decision coming his way.
Yeah, there was a remember like early on in COVID, like I don't want to say this even early on, months into it, the Dodgers won the World Series. Justin Turner had COVID and went out there and celebrated like without the mask on. Was like, I don't care. My teammates didn't care either. Like, I have it. So what? This is a big moment here. Let me celebrate. Like, that was crazy.
He was just out of the game.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing was totally bizarre. I ended up in a really weird spot in that game because when Blake Snell was taken out of the game,
yeah,
you know how basically everybody thought it was a disgrace of a decision?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I went and I live bet the Rays. I loved the team at the time. That's how pro the decision was. And it didn't work out. That's the RS did not work out. Things fell apart there.
No, I like the contrarian angle. Like, take the ace out when he's humming. I like it even better because everybody hates it. Would look like a genius. You'd be able to post that ticket all over the place. Man, I know exactly what I'm talking about here. All right, now back to the NFL. Aaron Rodgers, let's put a number on this. Let's put a percentage. Back in Green Bay for you. What is it?
Oh, boy. Like, Green Bay versus the field? The field right now seems to be minus 200, right?
I can't put it there. Like, I like 50-50, which means I put the field at plus 100, right?
Yeah, I mean, you probably put it at minus 110 each way, Don. You know, you got to get your VIG.
No, this is a odds boost, so it's for the people. Sure. Max $50 bet, man. You know what I mean? That's how you got to play it off. Keep the people involved. You know what I mean?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Boosted from minus one. I don't want to. There was a sports book that used to do that, though. I remember it'd be like, ooh, odd boost, minus 115 to plus 100. We'd be like, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Not plenty of those. Not the Fizz Diz, but there's. Remember the place that was like the quad boost, but it wasn't really quadruple boost. It was only.
Quadruple your money boost. Back. Yeah, but basically they were including your stake in your money getting back. That's pretty good, too. Because, hey, man, I just went 4-1 and believing it the whole way through. Mm-hmm. That's the way you got to get down, get busy, get the people going. There is a basketball odds boost tonight in college basketball. Three teams involved at a plus 200 now, which looks kind of enticing. We'll go over that and much, much more. And certainly find out where some of these quarterbacks are going. Derek Carr to the Hall of Fame, apparently. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Basketball odds boost tonight for the people out there. FanDuel. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Houston, all to win at a plus 200. Now, to be honest, I wasn't even looking at, like, who is Carolina even playing, actually,
yeah,
tonight?
So I just...
Did they give... Because one is a layup, obviously, with Houston.
Yeah.
Maybe another one is sort of a layup, and then they usually throw in, like, a two-point line or something, right?
Yes,
what did they do? Okay.
I don't know, but as
I see Kentucky's a two-point line, yeah. There we go.
I just want to say I get a chuckle out of that because as I set the college basketball games and then I leave space there for whatever Donnie's kind of favorite, more obscure game to be on the night, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I just look at the ranked games. Like I never because what am I going to find that's not involved ranked teams? And I keep forgetting that Kentucky and UNC, two incredibly relevant basketball teams, are unranked and might have been on tonight's slate. Like, when you just said Kentucky, I'm like, well, this can't be for tonight. Like, I would have seen that they had a game tonight. But I just looked at the ranked games. Like, who are they? I don't even know who they're playing.
North Carolina is the is playing Notre Dame, who is horrendous
at
this
home?
Year. Away.
Ugh.
So they're the middle game, right? Six and a half?
Six, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have 2.5 in the Kentucky game, and then obviously Houston's supposed to win by
a
blowout.
What's the Kentucky game?
Kentucky, I think, is 2.5. It's Kentucky, Florida, at Florida on the road. So
that's
They lined you up with two road teams and one home team here.
What do you want me to do with that boost? That's no dice. Can we get like 2-1, one of either Kentucky or North Carolina to lose?
Now, I see one of my favorites out here in the streets, 713, 714. I mean, we're going back to, you know, when I used to just get down. Abilene Christian was one of my favorite teams of all time, playing Stephen F. Austin tonight, minus one. Total of 150. You got to enjoy that.
Big total.
There's got to be some points down there. Oh, that was good. Southern Conference. Tremendous. Tremendous stuff.
You
but yeah, that's
under today on a legitimate total.
Yeah, which is odd because, you know, again, I took Belmont in the previous game with team total because they can absolutely let it fly. And I'm like, okay, let it fly. We need some misses here, tightness. Now, 150 is a pretty good total in college basketball. You do the math on that, right? 75, 75 each side, and you got it. Okay. You know, one team, a really good game, and scores 76 points, right? Another team scores 69. You got it. That's a decent scoring game in college basketball. So I just think it matches up well. One of those where you just look at the actual statistics and say, they love to shoot the three. They love to stop the three. They love to score inside. The other team won't let you score inside. It's one of those where, hey, strength versus strength, as opposed to most of the time when you take a team total, what's your weakness? Hey, this team fires from three. This team's like, shoot as many as you want. Like, oh, now that's where I want to focus my attention. But that's what it is there. So all across the board, good times here. Next up here, as we were talking, Aaron Rodgers, let's just say he stays in Green Bay, right? Opens up the market now for Derek Carr to like be the highest paid player in the history of football. Is that what it's going to do? I'm like, well, five or six teams really need a starter. I'm going to take my time here. I'm going to go Scott Boras, bringing all these owners and GMs into the tent and go, all right, we got $50 million here. I got $60 million over here. Anybody go for $70 million? $70 million over here. $80. Like, it's going to be like that. Like, what happens if he's not? Because the chances of, let's start here. What are the chances Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson both stay put?
Oh, low, I would say. Because, again, I don't think Rodgers, I still do think Rodgers ends up going. So because of that, I will say low, right? So you kind of.
When is the draft? What is the draft, by the way? Is it May?
Usually late April? Usually late April.
The reason I'm bringing this up into this conversation is Lamar Jackson, right? If he does get traded, no team is going to be like, or let's just say the Ravens. Like, I'll wait till after the draft. And then you get nothing for this year. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if he's going to move and it's not before the draft, he's not moving then, right?
Yeah, it would be a big surprise if it played out that way. You're right. And that all seemed like it was kind of one of the detriments to when Rodgers kind of leaked that he wanted out. We were like, what are you doing, brother? Like the draft starts in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting out of here doing it this style. Now, you mentioned before to people the Hall of Fame comment that we hear with the Jets.
Yeah.
And that throws me off a little bit. Because then that suggests that if Carr called them today and said, hey, I've thought this over, and I agree. You know, New York is the place for me. It's a huge market, and you've got a great roster here, and I love everything you said. I want to be a Jet. That would suggest that the Jets aren't going to be like, all right, cool. By the way, we meant it, but we do need to wait to hear back from Aaron Rodgers. Right? And they would just be dropped out of the Rodgers and Lamar sweepstakes then in one fell swoop, no?
And I'm trying to read between the lines because that's a really strong statement, by the way, for the Jets. Like, it wasn't a sell because so how many times do you see this? We haven't made up our mind. We brought Derek in. You know, we had a good meeting. Everything went well. We'll see how it turns out. But behind the scenes talk is, like, it was like full court press. Like, look, we have two options here to get better this year. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't even make it to the market, we make sure we sink our teeth into Derek Carr and make it like he is the king of the world. Because if Aaron Rodgers, he wants in. Hey, by the way, Derek, love you. Told you we always loved you, but we had him for Aaron Rodgers, so good luck in your future. You got to play it up to him. You had to make him feel like he was the only guy and you guys will work it out and stay in touch. Only to have that phone going, okay, I got Aaron Rodgers on speed dial. I got Derek Carr's agent on speed dial. If Aaron Rodgers says he's staying with Green Bay, hey, I told you. Derek, I told you, man. We got the game plan here. Now we're ready to go.
Yeah, and are we not giving enough credit to the idea that Derek Carr doesn't cost anything other than contract?
Yeah.
When the other two are going to cost
huge,
bigger contracts?
Yep.
But
sure.
Is Derek Carr all in all? Could you argue Derek Carr is actually the most valuable of this trio because you don't have to give up any draft picks, plus
yes,
his contract would be the cheapest?
Yeah, it's like saying, like, okay, we have, let's just say, 8 jobs up for grabs in the NFL, head coaching jobs. By the way, I'd like to coach this year. Oh, yeah, who's that over there? Oh, Sean Payton. Awesome. Yeah, great. Oh, that's right. We don't even you don't have to pay any draft compensation. How many teams would have had him in for an interview and had a bidding war? But the simple fact, I'm like, look, I want you as a coach. I know I'm going to have to pay $20 million a year, but I can't give up like 2 first-rounders or one and a 1 and a 3. It ended up being a 1, but nobody wants to get, like, that's like gold in the NFL. So the fact that you can say to yourself as the Jets going, and Joe Douglas, who we know is a pretty good judge of character and talent in the draft, why would I give up 2 or 3 first-round picks when I can get a good quarterback and give him an unbelievable defense that can help him, which he never got in Oakland, and let's just get after it? Because I just have to pay you money? My owner's Woody Johnson. You ever hear Johnson & Johnson? Yeah, we got plenty of it over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such an interesting space that the Jets are in, though, because it does feel like we've all reached the consensus that this is the best landing spot on the board. Again, at least from the ready-to-win-now approach. In terms of ease of conference, I don't think there's any situation where the Bills aren't the favorites in the AFC East, but numbers can be tight. It'll be approachable in that regard. So I think for Carr, it makes a lot of sense. And I think that's interesting then. What is Derek Carr waiting on? Why is Derek Carr then not deciding between the Jets and the Saints right now? What information does he not have available to him?
Well, you don't want to say, like, you know where he's going or what the best fit is, but I still do think the Jets, out of, like, every team, is the best for every quarterback because of the talent level, the willing to spend. You're in the massive market of New York. I get that. But what would he be waiting? Like, is it that, like, hey, you know what? I could go to the Saints, but, I mean, what's the upside there? Like, I could go to Carolina. I could go to Atlanta. I could go to Tampa. Like, you're trying to look at upside. Like, is the upside I could be competitive in my division or – is this team really going to lay out a game plan and be like, hey, man, you can win a Super Bowl and be a superstar here? And like, I think that's what he's waiting on.
I actually think there's maybe something to the idea of Derek Carr being like, all right, so the Jets are willing to pay me, let's call it $40 million just to use easy numbers, right? They're willing to pay me $40 million a year. But if Rodgers goes to Vegas and Lamar signs a record-breaking deal in Baltimore and Jalen Hurts gets his contract extension, maybe I can get like 47 from the Jets. It may be just from a timing approach, he thinks to himself, I don't actually need to go now. I've got a lot of time. Time is on my side here where the number should, and he's probably right, Donnie. The number probably only grows higher for Derek Carr.
True.
As other quarterbacks get sorted.
Yeah, why
out
be first?
There.
Yeah, why be first? Because, again, you're a free agent. The team can't tell you, like, hey, well, we got you under 3 years of control. Like, take it or leave it. We're getting a hometown discount if you want to get paid, as opposed to playing it out and being a true free agent. But you're right. Like, let's just say Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert, bing, 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 in the next 7 days, like before free agency starts, and it's anywhere between $43 to $49 million for those three players. Well, you're going to find yourself in that realm there where maybe you were going at 38 and a half, and they say, look, it's going to sweeten that pot here, and he's a free agent. Hey, look, we're not going to go that high for you. Cool. I'll pick up the phone and go right to Carolina. Okay, okay, okay. All right, you got us. What do you need? Like, what are we going to pay you at this point? So it'll be fun to see how it actually plays out. But I do think overall, New York is probably the best place, biggest visibility, huge paycheck, legitimate chance to win with a contender if you can play well at quarterback. And I think it makes a good amount of money too.
With Derek Carr, do you think they'll be booked in front of Miami in the division?
I don't know. I don't think so. And this is it's crazy to say. It's crazy to say because I feel like outside of like me and you, because Derek Carr stinks, man. Like, Daniel, you take Daniel Jones all day. Like, no, you wouldn't. Like, you're waiting for Derek Carr to get on a team that actually is competent with a good defense and lets him go. And I think that says a better chance because Tua Tagovailoa might not make it past week one. He might not even make it to week one next year. And people are still going to be higher on the Dolphins than the Jets with Carr. We'll be back. More football talk ahead.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two, fun, fun, fun. You still got time to squeeze in a phone call. If you're out there, you got to play tonight, 844-843-6879. I know it's a lonely week this week, right? College basketball is a lot of fun, but it's not everybody's cup of tea. It's more of a niche in, like, sports talk radio. Try to keep it involved. We got some plays coming up next, so make sure you stay tuned to that. The NBA gets underway. But I want to ask Kevin this question. Which team is getting left at the altar? We talk right now, Kevin, about the New York Jets. We need a superstar. The owner's going out, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. What are the chances that, like, Derek Carr's like, hey, man, met with Frank Reich. Like, we align with everything. Like, I get along with him. He gets along with me. I see the vision. I like, you know, living in the South down here in Carolina. It's beautiful. Wife loves it here. Aaron Rodgers goes, hey, you know what? I was never leaving Green Bay. I don't even know why anybody thought that. And they go, all right, last chance here to get Lamar Jackson. Man, we ain't trading Lamar Jackson. I don't even know why I picked this phone up. Goodbye, Woody. You know what I mean? And the Jets, yeah. Zach Wilson. Next year, that's it. Right. We always told you Mike White was a good look for here. Who can get left at the altar next year? Like, who is it? Which team?
So, the answer is the Jets, because the Saints are not relevant enough in all of these races for the answer to be the Saints. Now, the Saints can end up with nobody, but the Saints are only connected to one guy, right? Derek Carr. The Jets are connected to all three. And it's not hard to see a world where they lose out. Derek Carr signs with the Saints. Aaron Rodgers is favored to go to Vegas. Seemingly, that just leaves Lamar on the table. That's hardly a given. There's a lot that has to be figured out in those Lamar. You have to figure out massive trade compensation. You have to figure out a massive, potentially record-breaking contract. Plus, you have to beat everybody and their potential offers, and you need Lamar to then choose you on top of it. Four layers of mayhem that have to be figured out if you end up being down to just Lamar. And as you say, though, is there a fourth guy? Is there a fourth quarterback that enters the fold for the Jets to try and bring in? Because I don't think the Jets in any world can have Zach Wilson be the opening day starter for this organization.
No, and also when your owner is out there going like, look, I'm lockstep with my front office. We're getting a quarterback. And then you try to resell that fan base. And also, from their fan base perspective, the Jets. You're up there in Jets territory. You can walk around, hey, man, we're getting Aaron Rodgers. What's the worst case scenario? End up with Derek Carr. We might even get Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. And then you see them back in next in August, like, hey, man, Zach Wilson looks good in camp, doesn't he? Talk to me. Like, you know, yeah. Like, how would it come down from that? Hey, my gosh, like, mm-hmm. We're the talk of the NFL. We're going to have our pick of unbelievable quarterbacks. Just a matter if we want to pay them to, oh, yeah, we're not getting anything.
Derek Carr is supposed to be their safe fail. Uh-oh.
You look at, are you out here on in these Twitter streets? Can you actually see it right now? Because we were just looking at a timeline here, but take a sec, because I'm going to soliloquy here in the college basketball in a second. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty spicy out here in these streets, man. You reading through? All right, yeah. Da 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 da.
Yep. All right. Fools are out, man. Fools are out. Fools are out.
Oh man.
See that? Love to see. Look. Love to see that.
I mean, crazy streets out here. Crazy streets. By the way, real quick topic on crazy streets, just to get your mind off it. You know, let's just say take the wife out. Hey, is there anything in the movies? You know, you want to go out, the boys, whoever. Anything in the movies today? You know, let's go see Cocaine Bear. Mm. How about that one? How's that hitting for you?
Cocaine Bear is it's one of those things that, like, if you to go to the theater for, I'm not making the trip. But if somebody, you know, has it on, you know, in the basement or something,
no shot.
You might stop and watch.
No, you're not.
What do you mean?
There's no way you're taking 2 hours out of, like, a Saturday.
It can't be two.
Even if the brigade is going wild, like, hey, we got ZD Pizza in the house, chicken parm pizza in the house, whatever the heck, whatever you guys order in the fake pizza capital of the world, exactly. There's no way we're sitting down and watching that. I don't even know if I can make it through 10 minutes, and I don't even want to know about it. It was one of those where the movie came out and I saw it on TV and I was like, oh man, that's a great spoof, man. What are the companies behind this spoof here? Like a Coke commercial, Pepsi commercial? Like, no, Donnie, that's actually a movie that's out here. Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
The bear eats cocaine from drug dealers.
Sounds pretty, I mean.
And they're like fist fighting the bear on like the commercials.
I mean, so you know it's like loosely based on a true story though.
Yes, I do.
So
yeah,
I mean, you don't like realism in your movies anymore. I mean, what's the deal?
No, but I mean, if the story is, hey, by the way, a drug drop got lost in the forest, and we showed up, and a bear was eating the cocaine. Like, all right, that's a story. Yeah. But am I led to believe like the bear just shows up and steals all the cocaine, and then the people try to go get the cocaine, and the bear fights the people, and like passes out repeatedly? Like, what is this?
He gets it thrown to him like it's a dog bone, and he goes chasing it. I mean,
exactly. Like you have to bring like a kilo of cocaine to throw it like left, so you can get the big stuff, and they get out of there by the time the bear is eating the other cocaine. It's wild, like that. Like in a movie, like, hey, by the way, who's going to greenlight that suit? Like, oh, we got a one for you, Mr. Metro Goldwyn Mayer. How about this one? A bear that eats cocaine. You know what? Greenlight that bad boy. Unlimited budget.
But it might do well. It wouldn't surprise. I don't, like blockbuster wise. Could that be the kind of movie that pops off? Perhaps. Cocaine.
Is it one like 15 years? You'd say, okay, it's a cult film. It's great.
You know what?
Like, what are we doing here?
Without seeing the movie at all and just trailers, I wonder if the movie is almost kind of in between, where it's not anything serious to where you're going to feel like you're sinking your teeth in. But it's also not ridiculous enough to feel like a movie about a cocaine bear. Like, where it might just be kind of like, this is dumb, isn't it? And then everyone just agrees.
Yes, but you're right. There's no way, like, I'm going out to, hey, I don't know, man. 17-year-old, you know, taking his high school sweetheart out. Hey, where are we going? Cocaine bear this weekend. Sounds like a fun time had by all. Is that who are we aiming at? Like, what section are we aiming at this one here? Is it young and funny? Is it old guys just, you know, with a bunch of gimmicks enjoying the show? Like, what are we doing here? I mean, come on.
You get anybody a gimmick and they might think Cocaine Bear is the movie of the century. Let me ask you this. If you asked your dad, like, hey, dad, this movie called Cocaine Bear, do you think he's like into it or he's like, no shot?
No, it would be one of those conversations where it would take him like 5 minutes to understand what I was actually telling him. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, what do you mean? It's a movie? Now, what is it? That's Cocaine Bear. Now, hold on, wait a second. It's a movie. Like, you know what I mean? It would be one of those. Like, it wouldn't be like, hey, what do you think about this? Yeah, I don't know about it. It would be 5 minutes of explaining, and he's still not understanding what I'm actually trying to get through to him. Like mom and pops over in the Walsh household. Like, we're going to watch our wrestling downstairs tonight. What are you two doing up here? You know, I'm going to head out, get a bite to eat, and head over Cocaine Bear, right?
I think here's the thing. The Basement Brigade, they love to watch a good movie, and they don't mind throwing on something that's supposed to be bad. So I could see, and I'll report back. You know what? Maybe I can get an answer before we get off air. Because I know we've got some people banging the lines here, Donnie. Maybe I can report back on how the brigade sees it.
Exactly. And maybe we can get after here. The Moose is loose today on a Wednesday. Now, the Moose, if anybody knows, is our sergeant-at-arms, our liaison. I want to know in his, you know, background, did he ever come across and have to bust a cocaine bear? Moose, what's good, man?
I tell you what. Okay, here's the deal. Okay? Now, back in the day, a kilo, which is 1,001 grams,
okay,
and we took out multiple loads of kilos, okay, we would send it off to the lab, and we would do would be a qual, quan on it. So qual is quality. So what is the ratio? You know, how much has it been cut? But you're getting these full birds coming down from down south, and usually they're coming back at about 89% purity, okay? Now, if an animal of that size is going to eat a kilo, he's going to blow up right there on the spot. All right, it's absolutely. I mean, he's not running to the cave for a bag of Cheetos. Okay, he's going to blow up right there on the spot. Now, okay, Roosevelt Avenue in the Queens. I did a controlled delivery of a kilo of China White down to the Columbian clothing district, okay? So, and that kilo came from down south when we took it off a body smuggler, and he actually swallowed 96 tubes shaped like your thumb. He did a body smuggler, and it was cased in 8 layers of latex and some wax, some paraffin. So we took him and the dope, and we did it. Now, we did a qual con on this kilo of China White, and it came back at 89% pure. Okay, so the average addict can only take so much. So that kilo was worth well over $1 million, okay, just in that one. Now, a kilo of coke coming up from down south back in the day was costing us about $18,000 a flush. But, man, that bear's going to blow up right there on the spot. So I know we're getting away from sports questions, but I heard that, and I'm like, I got to call in for this one. I mean, because now you're talking you're talking right where, you know, a little down my alley. But yep. I'm looking forward to March Madness, man. It's going to be crazy. March Madness. It's going to be a fun time, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we're looking forward to it. That's why you're our sergeant-at-arms, our liaison here. We got your retainer for this important information. Now, the only thing I was going to ask you, Moose, is, was that controlled delivery to a house with a basketball court and a pool in it? I mean, that's what the people want to know out here in these streets.
Yeah. it was right there. But, you know, it was right to the Columbians in the clothing district. But I want to see how my Dayton darlings are going to do. See how far Dayton runs in this March Madness. They're going to be a fun team
let's
to
see
watch.
What happens. Yep, first four in Dayton as well. So, Moose, we'll get after it. I can't wait to it. I can't wait for March Madness. But see that, K-Dub? We get all the information that we need right there of what would happen to a bear if he ate a kilo of cocaine. Sensational stuff. Now, winners, they're on deck.
Yeah,
so get ready. We might talk about NCAA action. Now, should we wait until the next segment here? Do we have enough time? JP, do we have enough time here? Let's go. X-Man, get in here. We want winners. What do we got?
Okay. We got the player of the day.
There we go. I love
P-O-D.
That.
P-O-D.
Uh-huh.
Calgary Flames in regulation at the Arizona Coyotes. Then we got the New York Islanders in regulation. That's plus money.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We going with Vanderbilt Commodores and Jerry Stackhouse to smack LSU up. And we going with Kentucky Wildcats, baby. Put those four together, 11-1.
I mean, Stackhouse never seen it coming right here, K-Dub.
The Commodores are going to smack
Man.
Up LSU.
Get him.
Where's Will Wade?
Let me give a shout-out.
Can I can save this program?
Oh, shout-outs. Go ahead. Get him in.
Let me give a shout-out to the Moose. And I want to say I might go check out the cocaine bear, but I like Scarface. I like Al Pacino. I think Scarface is better.
There you go.
He's the GOAT.
Gunther Surveillance out here. We got it going on. We'll be right back to close it down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment here on a Wednesday. Oh, putting in that hard work. Seems like we get back to business tomorrow, right? Like the substitute teacher leaves and we get the NBA back next week again. I can't say this enough. College tournaments, K-Dub, start next week in college basketball as we filter away to get into March Madness. Now, I got two plays tonight. Same game. And I feel more confident about one than the other. Providence. I did take them at 7.5. I still can't quite understand. Like, if I'm just reading lines here, not looking at numbers, I go, this doesn't really make that much sense. I'll take UConn -7.5. Because it's in that realm where if you think UConn's going to win, there's a legitimate chance they cover. You have to believe Providence can go in and win, which I think they can. But my points prop tonight is Bryce Hopkins, starter here for Providence. Very good basketball player. Gets to the free throw line. should be able to have a nice night with the matchups that are provided. And I got him over 16.5 points. As I told you, I think going back without even looking, I think he scored 13 points from the free throw line in the first game they played, let alone scoring 16.5 total. Do I think he's going to get to the free throw line 15, 16 times again? I don't know about that, but I think the matchup makes sense. So today I'm going Providence with the 7.5 points and Bryce Hopkins points prop for Providence over 16.5, JP. What do you got tonight?
Yeah, let's take Alabama to absolutely plaster South Carolina. I'll lay the 17.
Boom! I'm going to watch that one, too. Like, I want to see how that goes because that should be a matchup. K-Dub, where are we at tonight? I mean, wrestling? Yeah. Do we have a dirt sheet? Whoa. What do we got?
I mean, yeah, again, so you don't open that pathway because that is the true answer, 8 o'clock AW Dynamite. You know where I will be. I am tempted by that under in the South Carolina-Alabama game, but the thing is, do I just take a South Carolina team total under? Because, Alabama can kind of blow the whole thing up. I haven't found anything too much on that college basketball board that truly, truly caught my eye in full effect yet, but we'll see. There's a lot of time left.
Not Duquesne LaSalle? I mean, come on, LaSalle's at home. The Explorers. Get up there to Philadelphia.
Catch a little game out there. Stay up.
Been there many times, LaSalle. Been there many times. That'll close it down here for a Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back on Thursday for Donnie, JP, and Kevin. We'll see you tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.